This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. Now to our American Graduate Initiative, where we focus on education each week. For decades, public schools across North Texas have endured demographic changes, from integration, then busing and white flight, followed by waves of immigration, economic troubles, and competition from charter and private schools. Next week, KERA is launching a new American Graduate series that explores these changes. It's called Race, Poverty, and the Changing Face of Schools. Education reporters Bill Zeebel and Stella Chavez have spent the past few months exploring life at four different schools across North Texas, and they join me right now. Bill Zeebel and Stella Chavez, thanks for being here.
It's good to be here.
Happy to be here.
Bill, you've been following students at Kimball High in Dallas. Let's start there. One of the things that makes this school unique is it's trying to defend its turf against this wave of nearby charter schools.
Charter operations consider Oak Cliff and Southern Dallas ripe for them. And you now have these charter operations, Uplift, Harmony, KIPP. And so I talked to some of the teachers there. One of them, Norma Valdez-Aragon, who's a teacher and a coach at Kimball, says they're very much aware of the competition.
There are charter schools around, and, you know, we have to compete. Parents want a safe school. They don't want to have their child go through the school system and then get to college and not be able to manage.
So Aragon says Kimball's starting a collegiate academy so students can earn college credits in high school. They have a STEM magnet, a hospitality and engineering academy, so they're doing what they can to compete and keep their kids.
Stella, you're reporting on life at ODY at High in Fort Worth. The school used to be mostly white. Then by the early 90s, it was mostly black, and now it's half Hispanic. And you spent a lot of time with the principal there.
Mario Lane is the principal at O.D. Wyatt, and he started working there this school year.
A lot of what our school suffers from is the perception truth gap. We have a perception that our campus, you know, our students aren't smart or our teachers don't work hard or whatever the case may be. But the truth is, that's not true. You know, the truth is that we have some really smart and talented kids. The truth is we have some very hardworking teachers. The truth is Wyatt has the potential to be a really, really good school. But you have to have people that believe in that.
One of the things Mr. Lane has been doing is, for example, recognizing students for wearing their student ID in the hallway. He's bringing in different groups of kids to different meetings and events to recognize what they've accomplished.
Bill, you've been focusing on Duncanville High School. It's a huge high school, and it's also seen lots of demographic changes. But no matter what the demographics, the girls' basketball team has always been a powerhouse.
The Duncanville Pantherettes have won 9 state girls basketball championships overall most recently. They won in the 2015-16 year. They've been winning forever. In the early days, they were a white girls basketball team. Now, they're almost all Hispanic and black. The coach, who's been there since 2000, is Kathy Self Morgan. She's white. You'd think the coach would be looking for who's the best skilled, who has these basketball talents, dribbling or whatever it is. And she says her first concerns have little to do with basketball skills.
My biggest challenge is making sure these kids are fed and making sure they have warm clothes when it's cold.
So the coach, Kathy Self Morgan, has the backing of the kids because they know she has their back and they perform.
Stella, Liberty High School in Frisco hasn't been open that long. A quarter of the kids are Asian, about 10% are Hispanic, and another 10% are black. You say the school embraces its diversity. How so?
The school has a Muslim and Hindu student association. There's also a classroom which has been set aside as a sort of prayer room for Muslim students to go inside to pray. Now, this is something that the principal, Scott Warsler, has been very supportive of. He talks about Liberty's diversity being the norm rather than the exception.
When we see our students interact and when we see our different clubs and organizations come together and work for whatever the cause may be, I think what's really cool is race, socioeconomic status, religion, it doesn't separate our student body. It actually, I think, makes us stronger. I think it gives our students an advantage going on to college.
When I talk to students there, you know, they talk about how they don't really think about how different they are from their peers. You know, they're growing up in a very diverse community. They feel that that's an asset. They're able to, you know, they feel like they can get along with everyone.
Stella Chavez and Bill Zeebel, thanks so much.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.